Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I'm on.
Hello, can you freaking hear me?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hi.
What's going on?
How's your son?
What's up?
Paul, are we taking away precious tanning time right now?
Oh, yeah, of course. Actually, it's kind of shitty out because there's no sun. So when it's 100 degrees like this, it's just, there's no point.
There's no point in doing anything but sitting inside and watching some great World Cup soccer.
Russia.
Yeah, man. They got the home field advantage.
How much pressure you think was on these guys that were shooting, playing for Russia?
Oh, God.
In the penalty kick.
It's got to be on their minds like crazy.
Sure.
The biggest upset ever in this round, they're saying. And like the third biggest upset overall in any World Cup.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in this round, it's the first.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Spain.
Yeah, I mean,
seemed like they were like kind of dominating a little bit. I mean, they do that thing where they're great at just holding possession and just making the game kind of boring. Yeah. Yeah, just holding on to the ball, and Russia grit and grinded it through.
I think
so.
No Spain, no Germany,
no nothing.
No Argentina. It's pretty crazy. No Portugal.
Yeah, the big.
So who's the favorite now? Croatia, right?
Well, I say Brazil still. We'll see how tomorrow goes against Mexico.
Yeah, Brazil's up there. Croatia's up there. They got a ton of people from, I think, Barcelona on their team. And then, Real Madrid. And France. France has got to be up there, too.
Oh, yeah, duh. France. They got.
Yeah, France. France is definitely up there. Yep.
They got some young studs.
So there's still some. Yeah, it's a good mix. I got the hometown team, a couple big names, and teams like Croatia, Denmark left. So nice little variety we got here.
Yeah,
it's been good though.
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, not having the U.S. or even like an Italy or it's been very entertaining.
I wish Mike Arecchio was here to talk about it. What it was like being there.
Ooh. That might be a future pod.
Future guest.
Yeah. I'd love to hear the behind the scenes of the World Cup. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Like, what? It's obviously in Moscow, right? But, like, where else is it? Like, St. Petersburg?
Sochi. They're in Sochi, which it's kind of similar to the weather going on right
now.
Yeah. It's hot as outside right now.
It was pouring in this game though.
Yeah, and it's like 90s and humid there too. It's like here. So
yeah,
I mean, those guys had to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, I think I saw at one point one of the Russian players, his time expired. It was either like the regular regulation or just like the whole entire, or right before penalty kicks, he just collapsed to the ground. I mean, Jesus.
Sure.
So they were taking the penalty kicks, and you could see them limping off the field. They were like cramping up like crazy.
Oh yeah, it's
ideal. Do you think Roberto Baggio was watching or no?
Oh God, Baggio.
Remember that guy?
Yep.
That's your boy, Tone.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Never forget where I was when we saw that. Yeah, pretty crazy.
1994. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man.
That was wild.
World Cup.
So, who do you think is more tired? These soccer players or whatever that play this game, or Westbrook, who took a 8-hour flight from Hawaii to go to his party?
Yeah. So let's go off there. That, I mean, wow. Probably the most shocking thing so far in the start of free agency, which has it even gone 12 hours yet? Yeah, it's a little over 12 hours. Paul George inking a four-year, $137 million deal to stay with the Thunder. What are your thoughts?
Not too surprised, but I definitely thought like the Lakers would at the minimum get a meeting, and then maybe he would like switch up his mind. I mean, the media guys are saying that, like, he has a really good relationship the Thunder, the front office, the players, obviously. But the fact that he did it the first day shows you his mind's been made up for a long time. But it's still kind of surprising.
I'm completely shocked. I mean, I feel like the narrative we've been hearing for the last 3 years is Paul George wants to be a Laker. He's always dreamed of being a Laker. It's the thing. He wants to wear the purple and gold. And then he didn't even give them a beating. It's really weird. I don't know. But I think he just really loves Westbrook, and he likes Sam Presti, and I think they like Billy Donovan. So he just decided to say, I'm really shocked, though. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they got kicked out of the first round last year. So I don't know how much better, if the team is better at all. What's their plan? You know, they're going to just get kicked out of the first round every year now?
Do you think, they'd be able to flip Melo at, the deadline? Since it's, an expiring contract, big money, and maybe get, young guys, a couple young guys that could help out the team going forward? Or do you think they're just, stuck with him for this whole
year? No, I don't think anybody even wants Melo. Even if it's expiring coming off, I think.
Yeah.
I think teams just don't want to deal with him because he's a little bit of a head case now.
Yeah, I think the only team maybe where we could see Melo going at, before the deadline is maybe a Rockets, if they're a little injured, fatigued, need some scoring, extra scoring or something. But I mean,
yeah, I don't even think, why would D'Antoni want him back?
Oh,
I
yeah,
think
good
he's
point.
The reason why D'Antoni left.
Good point. Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah.
I think this is it for Carmelo. I mean, I love Carmelo, but I don't see him sticking anywhere.
No. It's so funny too, because Magic Johnson, didn't he get a tampering fine for talking about Paul George coming to the Lakers?
For George, yeah. Yeah.
So look at that turned out.
Lakers fans gotta be if he doesn't get LeBron or Kawhi, these Lakers fans are gonna start to riot, because they've been waiting for this for years now. You know what I mean? 2 or 3 years, and they might just get shut out. Magic won't be looking so good. He even said, he's like, if I don't get him by next year, then he's like, I'll probably just step down.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, with the Knicks, right? What was it, 18 years ago, the Knicks had money to sign players, and then, the free agents were going to Orlando or Miami or staying in San Antonio with Tim Duncan. I don't know. I think, people put too much on, they want to play in the nice weather and they want to play for the Lakers. All these dudes have houses in L.A. and New York.
L.A., yeah.
Yep.
So it doesn't really matter where, and they're always on the road. Look at someone the Greek Freak, Giannis. I don't know. I don't see him leaving Milwaukee. I think he'll stay with Milwaukee. He'll get the most amount of money. And then he'll have a house in Greece. He'll have a house in L.A. He'll have a house in New York and Miami. You know what I mean? They don't really need to – you don't need to sign with these teams.
The media exposure is the same, too. If you're good, you're good. You're going to get crazy notoriety. It's not like it was back then, where the small market teams were didn't really get as much publicity. It's totally different now with social media and TV contracts. So none of that's all out the window.
The sport itself is so popular that there really is no small market. Every market's big. The NBA has 30 teams, and everybody watches all. Now everybody has league pass, so you can watch. You can watch the Indiana Pacers. You can watch the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yep.
If you want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think this is good for the league.
Well, we
that he's staying. I feel like if just everyone goes to the Lakers, and eventually maybe next year everyone's going to the Knicks, and you kind of feel bad for the small market teams. It's if no one's on the Thunder, if Russ left,
Tony,
forget it.
Tony, we deserve everything. As a Knicks fans, we could sign the whole league. I wouldn't feel bad, but that'll never happen.
Well, you never know.
What's the thing with Durant? He signed for what? One. Durant signed for 1 year or 2 years at a player.
A one plus one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So start your engines.
If they win next year, if they win next year, he's got three, right? It depends on what everybody after next year. What does Draymond, Clay, and those guys do? If they start to break up the team, then he'll leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about, you know, the connection now. You know, KD's manager, Rich Kleinman, he's a New Yorker, big Knicks fan, apparently knows people in the Knicks front office. I mean, it's setting up for, you know, maybe KD. Yeah, like you guys said, KD gets bored, wins another title, maybe another Finals MVP with the Thunder and the end. With Thunder, wow. With the Warriors.
Boom.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And then, he, at the end of the day, he's a millennial. He likes to travel. He likes to, you know, try new things. You know, maybe he wants to team up with Kyrie, who he's very fond of, and maybe they come to the Knicks and win
Kyrie,
the title.
I think that's definitely happening. Like, I'm never normally optimistic about Knicks getting free agents, whatever, but yeah. Kyrie, I feel like that's in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, on Bill Simmons' podcast, I mean, he basically, you know, he couldn't tell him, like, I'm re-signing with the Celtics. And then Bill's like, please don't go to the Knicks. And Kyrie just kind of, like, laughed. Like, he didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
he's not, when any, like, media person brings up the Knicks, he doesn't deny it at all. He's
right.
Like, listen, that's the hometown team. Like, that's home. Like, he's pretty, like, straightforward with it.
Loves KP. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of, that's
definitely going to happen.
Speaking of the Knicks and free agency, we got our big free agent signing. We like to call him Unicornette. Luke Cornette. Yep.
If anything, that's the indication that Kyle Quinn is gone. And I read that Philadelphia has strong interest in him.
So the Warriors.
He'd be a good fit there.
Yeah,
I like that.
So the Warriors. I think he'd be a great fit on the Warriors with that, you know, with their passing and everything. He's a great passer. But, and what does that say about Noah? I mean, we got Cornette, we got Mitchell Robinson, and Cantor opting in.
I think they're gonna buy him out. I think they got too many players they're going to have too many players that they're going to need to create room on the roster. So, I don't know. I still don't think Noah's going to be on the team.
They also have to make room for it to have a max contract next year. Like, people don't realize that. Like, right now, if they have to, like, trade Lee or a couple, like, another guy.
Well, there's already rumors that Lee's gone.
They don't have crazy cap room at the moment for next year. They have to make moves. They should be able to, but it's not like they have, like, you know, this obscene amount of, like, room that we could find, like, two guys. You got to extend KT. And, you know, there's other things going on, too.
Yeah, well, Lee is in trade talks, so that sounds like it's definitely happening. And I think honestly, their other big free agent signing is going to be Super Mario Hezonja, who's already been linked to the Knicks. I think Perry, I don't know if Perry was the GM when they picked him, but he was there.
He was there. He was involved. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's 23 years old. I think when he started towards the end of the season last year, he was averaging like 14 points, 6 rebounds, shooting like 37% from three. Like, he still has a lot of potential. He's 6'8", can play the 2, 3, or 4. I'm with it. Get him on the mid-level and let's go.
You want to sign him for one year. You don't want to sign him for more than 1 year.
We'll give him a 1-1, no? That seems to be like the new craze in the NBA.
Yeah, team. Yeah,
I'm not the biggest fan. Yeah. Even if it's 1 year, I think the guy stinks.
Really, you're out on Mario?
Yeah, I'm out on him. I don't think he's very good. That's why he's like so super excited. We're number one on his list. I think it's just a way for him to come to New York, and he's a Euro, so you know he'd love to be in New York. And I think after this year, he'll go back to Europe. I don't think he's very good.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no one really knows. It kind of remains to be seen. If they can get him on cheap, you know, on the cheap, why not? You know, we're not expecting, you know, big things from this team. So I don't know. We'll see.
No, I think this team is going to be really bad next year.
This is the life of a Knicks fan. You know, Philly's meeting with LeBron's people, and we're debating Mario Hezonja.
I know.
Where do you see? What's gonna happen with Boogie Cousins?
Boogie. Is he unrestricted or restricted?
Unrestricted.
I think the Lakers.
Why is he not getting like so much? Why is he not getting like a lot of? Yeah, you don't really hear about him. Like I would think,
because
he's healthy, he's a top.
Everyone is
10
scared
player.
Of a big man who tears his Achilles.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a, you know, that's a really, really, really tough injury, and he was always kind of.
I will say, he's not one of those players that plays like above the rim, you know. So I think he's gonna be okay, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is he's pretty big. Like he has a lot of weight on him. I guess like the immaturity issues, stuff like that, but he's a hell of a player. I'd sign him.
I think
the Lakers might be their win.
I agree with you. I think the Lakers are kind of like the favorite here. Or he just goes back to the Pelicans and we could see what the him and you know, the Brow, how they look together. Because they were starting to really click and then, you know, Boogie got hurt and
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting because I think the Brow, you know, maybe the five is his position. I don't know. It's
the Brow.
It's tough to say, but
it's the ultimate Patrick Ewing theory, right? They were doing good, but then they really turned it
up
once he wasn't on the court.
Yeah.
And it seems like the floor really opened up for him. And but I like Boogie.
Yeah.
I hope he gets back. I think he should be ready for training camp. So.
I don't know. Didn't he tear it pretty late in the year?
I think he's gonna be all right. He's gonna be. I read yesterday that he's gonna be back for.
Yeah.
He's aiming for a training camp.
Wow. Okay.
A tough injury. I'd rather tear knee 10 times out of 10 than an Achilles, like ACL, MCL, everything. Then Achilles is tough, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Put him in the bitch. Kobe? Who didn't Kobe?
Kobe did it late in his career, but like.
He did it late, yeah.
Brandon Jennings did it. Some guys just don't, like, recover. They just can't move.
Yeah. Brandon Jennings just got extended or something. Didn't he get... The Bucks are bringing him back on, like, a $2 million deal or something like that.
Who?
Brandon Jennings. It's funny you mentioned him. I just saw that on the Twitter.
On the Twitter? What about Ariza? I think that's a very
that was probably for Houston. Yeah, that was probably the second most shocking free agency news.
He got
so far.
1 year, $15 million, right?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
I mean, I guess they realized like, listen, we can't pay him and Capella, and they'd rather keep Capella. So
yeah.
That was their move right there. I don't know, man. Giving Chris Paul $40 million a year for four more years from 33 with injury history. I don't know, man. I mean, you have to do it because another team will give him that money, and you know they're in like that win now mode. But damn, that's gonna look bad in a couple years.
It's gonna look really bad. I mean, $40 million. Jesus, he's what, 33 years old? I mean,
33, injured, and you know, I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Unless they think that they can just retool it, maybe add a few pieces, and they can beat the Rockets. But I don't know. I don't know. that's tough because he could get hurt next year, and then he could be just washed for 3 years. It's kind of like some of the Joakim Noah deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
But staying on the Suns,
$40 million a year. Jeez.
I know. Staying on the Suns, I'm seeing Shams just tweeted that Devin Booker is upset over the Tyler Ulis release. is that newsworthy?
Wow.
Or
That's his Kentucky boy, but he hasn't. He's always been too. I love him as a college player. He's a great college player, but he's too small for the NBA.
Yeah.
Devin Booker has a lot to prove. He needs to just. Stop and
shut up.
He's got to prove that he's not like a black hole.
Right. Just like a score
like
and that's
empty,
it.
Yeah, just like a empty numbers, empty stats.
A compiler.
Pretty much.
Yeah, a compiler. Just
yeah, a compiler.
Yeah.
He needs to be more of a playmaker. He's got a, you know.
Yeah. The Suns are
I don't think teams fear him at all. They're like, okay, yeah, he'll shoot 25 times and get his points, but like he's not doing anything else. He's not a very good defender, so
yeah.
Not making anybody better.
The Suns are very intriguing. Special. The Suns are a very intriguing team. Now you have Ariza and then Ariza 2.0 and Bridges. So they're gonna be
that's a good point. I forgot that like that's who we kind of compared him to. He's going to be on the team together.
Yeah, so...
I'm also, speaking of intriguing teams, I'm looking at Dallas. Like, all right, now they're going to try to compete next year.
Yeah, that was weird though. One-year deal for Jordan.
One-year deal.
Yeah, but I
think
they
want. Do you think they wanted to do that, or he wanted to do that for a combo?
Hmm.
I think it's a combo. So like, but I think it's like an under the table agreement. Like it's a deal. Like, all right, come for 1 year, we'll pay you, and then we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
reevaluate.
Yeah.
And see.
So they got Jordan, my man Junior, and Luca.
Luca.
And still got Wesley Matthews.
Wes Matthews, yeah. Awesome.
Harrison Barnes,
yep.
Oh yeah, Barnes.
They're trying to win now. They got Carlisle coaching.
Yogi Ferrell. Yeah. Yeah, they should they'll be back. Cuban's too good of an owner to be down that long.
Yeah.
He always finds a way.
They'll be intriguing. But
and
back,
that coach is good.
But back to the LeBron watch.
Speaking of owners. Oh yeah, let's talk about LeBron first.
Oh yeah, we'll get to. I know what you're bringing up. We'll get to that real quick. But now all the focus has gone from LA, from the Lakers, to the Sixers. Do you take these talks seriously? I mean, LeBron's not even at the meetings with the Sixers, but now the Kawhi thing. I do. Yeah, you do.
I do. Because I mean, Rich Paul is like pretty much he is just like a mouth, not the eyes and ears for LeBron at this stuff. So they pretty much they share a brain with this stuff. And he's Ben Simmons' agent, and I think he's intrigued by it, but I don't know. I feel like his mind is made up, and I think he's gonna end up back in Cleveland now.
Really?
For one year. Maybe sound like a... No, like
yeah, I think he'll do a similar deal to Kevin Durant. Like the 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, because he opted out of the... He could have opted in for, like, what, $35 million or something?
Yeah.
For Cleveland?
Yeah.
But what's that dude, Nick... I saw on Twitter, Nick Wright. You know him?
Oh, he's like, LeBron's biggest fan. Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like... He's reporting that he's already informed people, you know, what he's doing, and he'll announce on Tuesday morning.
Ooh, nice fodder for the Yankee game Tuesday night, fellas.
So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. He could just be foolish.
That's what Wind. No, that's what Windy said too. Windhorse was saying he thinks like June 3rd.
Oh,
he said that like a week ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, be on the lookout for that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, if he stays in Cleveland, what then? What do they try and work out a trade for Kawhi to go there? Like I don't.
Possible.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, who else can you add to that team? Kemba. Tricky. Like I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But let's go back to you were about to bring up our good friend James Dolan.
Yeah, so I forget who had the who posted, I think Deadspin, right?
Yeah.
He's like kinda getting things, laying the groundwork to sell the team, like within like the next like couple years or whatever maybe.
Yeah.
But then MSG came out with a statement like saying, we have no, you know, there's no plans to sell the team at the time, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, man. When stuff like that comes out, I feel like there's some truth to it, you know? That's kind of an odd thing to report.
They shut down.
No credible info.
Yeah, they shut it down pretty quick. The Knicks did and MSG did. And I mean, who knows? Obviously, we know he's more interested in music and building arenas all over the world and God knows what, but you know, at the end of the day, I think he's too stubborn to sell.
Yeah.
I think he believes
and it's funny.
What's up?
Go ahead. No, I'm saying it's funny because the stock like shot up like right after that was put out.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I hate that guy.
I don't think he'll ever sell. It's not like the teams are going down in value. They're only going up.
Yeah.
If anything, I think he's playing more of a role of I own the team, and all the staff will report to me. But you know, he's not going to stick his nose in any of the business, which he should have been doing 20 years ago. But I think now he's finally learning that with him getting involved, they're not winning. So let him just stay out of it. And then if he's going to play that role, as long as you have a good president, a good GM, good coaches, it's going to be fine. Like, I'd rather keep James Dolan because when it comes to money, he writes the checks. You know what I mean? We play in the most beautiful arena in the world.
Gorgeous.
He's going to pay to get free agents. Like, if Kyrie Irving wants to come, he's going to give him the max. You know, he's not going to be cheap. Like, look at some owners. Like, look at all the money that the owners of the Thunder are spending now for, like, Paul George and Carmelo, and then to keep Russell Westbrook. If they had thought about this years ago and just paid James Harden, they would be the Warriors, winning championships every year. They would have Harden, Durant, and Westbrook.
They're learning from their mistakes down there, for sure, in OKC.
You just gotta pay the bill.
Yeah.
And I think if Dolan stays out of everything, then I'm fine with him being the owner.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I just think... I think he's probably... We don't know the inner workings of it, but, like, everything you hear that he did say, it's like a weird culture there. It's very, like... I don't know.
But also... Yeah.
Everything is, like, micromanaged, and there's just, like, a dark cloud over it. Who knows? Maybe that's not true anymore, but, like, a reputation that strong, it's, like, tough to get rid of across the league.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I, this is the first time in a long time where I'm really confident in the direction they're going. I think Mills,
yeah,
Perry, and Fizz, they're all aligned. They're all on the same page. They're confident in developing players. We were saying...
We had a good draft.
Great draft. I think we were saying on, the last pod that didn't make it, how this might be the, I mean, at least in my opinion, this is the best draft, I think, since... I mean, I can't even remember. I mean, you drafted on upside, which you did with Porzingis. Knox and Robinson, I mean, they both have incredible upside. And I'm really excited for Summer League. You got Frank, Dotson both playing. You got Knox, Robinson, your boy Michael Binajay, Paul. What do you guys think?
Yep. I like it a lot. I feel like actually the Summer League team is going to be like... It's going to be like almost like... the actual Knicks team.
I know.
Outside of Tim Hardaway
and Lance. And Lance,
I think
Thomas.
He will be gone. So yeah. And Lance, like who gives a shit about Lance or whatever? I mean, it's pretty much like that's like the guys we're going to be most intrigued about all year. So it's a good.
So I think like it's not what Knicks are used to. The Knicks, I think, are used to having these like old, washed up veterans. And then they suck and they win like maybe 25 games. But now maybe we win 20, 25 games, but you're going to see players like Frank develop and you're going to see like all these young guys play and try to get better. It's like, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Frank.
I'm excited for Frank.
Frankie!
I'm excited for Knox, Kevin Knox. Hopefully, upside is Kevin, hopefully becomes the next Kevin Durant, but even if he's a serviceable guy who puts up like 20 a game, I'll be cool with that. Mitchell Robinson, though, this guy, I am so intrigued by this guy. You guys saw the video of him taking one dribble.
Wait, Tony, you'll be cool if Knox averages
20
a game.
What's that? No. Like, if that's the worst thing that happens with him, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. I think at worst, that's what he'll probably become as an NBA player, right?
Yeah, he's definitely he can score. He's gonna step in right away and I'd say averages 15
this year.
But especially KT out, so
it's actually we'll get to see him put up a lot more shots. But this Mitchell Robinson, did you guys see the video of him from like 3/4 length of the court?
Yeah.
Takes one dribble,
yep.
One step, yep. And dunks it. Holy shit. I mean, that is like Giannis Antetokounmpo type levels of athleticism. I'm really excited to see this guy. At the same time, I feel like he could be raw as hell. Paul, you obviously...
Oh, he is raw. He's extremely raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everything is there.
I think, like,
it's definitely there.
If you look at, like, Rudy Gobert, I mean, he was drafted a couple years ago. Only, like, last year and this year, he started to turn out good. So I think with him, it's going to take, like, probably minimum, it's going to take 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, people will forget about him until... He starts developing, but
he's not gonna,
I do like that we kept Cantor.
You do like that we kept Cantor.
You like that
I do like that they kept him. That he opted in.
Opted in.
Why? So you flip him at the deadline to like a contender? You mean like maybe that needs like a low post guy or?
Yeah, or I just think he's he's a good player. He is a good player, and he tries hard. Listen, it's only one more year. I don't think after next year they're going to pay him $20 million.
So well, for that's me, the thing. It was like, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine for this year. It's just like I don't think he's like a part of the future, like at all.
No. That's why I was like, if he opts out and signs somewhere else, like fine, we lose him. But there's no loss in. I don't think there's a real loss in keeping him on the team this year. You know what I mean? If anything, he's a good teammate. He's a good glue guy. He's a guy that will work his ass off, and then other players will see how hard he's working. He's a guy that, like, he'll go up to LeBron and, like, you know, fight with him, and he'll defend his teammates. I mean, he stinks at defense, but, you know, everybody sticks to defense. So, but, I don't know. I was kind of happy to see him.
But maybe your hope is, you know, we got a defensive coach now. We got Fizz. Maybe he can fix, you know. You can help him in that sense, but I think you were saying you can't teach.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think he's going to get any better really defensively, but I do think Fizz will put him at the 3-point line and he'll space out the floor. So that's one thing I will.
He's shooting threes now. Yeah. And you know, he is.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome.
Is that a sarcasm?
Yeah, I can hear the sarcasm from like, miles away.
Oh, my God. Center.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting.
No, but hey, that's good, though. If he can actually... I don't just want him shooting it just to just shoot him. But like, you know, if he can actually get to a respectable like percentage, hell yeah. You know,
yeah.
Do it, but...
I mean, he's kind of... Yeah, he's kind of annoying, you know. Like on Twitter, he was trolling the hell out of everyone. But you know, he is a loyal guy. I mean, the whole thing that happened, you know, with him getting in LeBron's face, defending Frank back in November. I mean,
yeah,
he seems like a good dude. So yeah, again, like you guys were saying, 1 year, you know, maybe a flipping at the deadline. Whatever, it's fine. I'm cool with it.
So back to Kawhi. Like, where do you think he ends up? And why would, like, the Spurs be in it? Like, I don't think there's no way in hell they would, like, trade him before, like, LeBron makes a decision, I think, either.
Yeah, I think they're both kind of...
You know what I mean? Like, both... why... They know if they trade it to L.A., then probably LeBron goes there. So, what's the rush?
I think it's...
You know, and they could... And then, say LeBron doesn't go to L.A., maybe the Lakers get even more desperate and, like, throw in even more of a package to get him.
And I think...
And they just totally, you know...
And I think that's going to happen. I think you kind of look at it this way. You know, everyone's like, oh, Spurs, they have all the power. Do they? I mean, you know, he can...
Yeah, at the moment, they do. I mean, they can wait till the deadline. They can, you know, they'll have to deal with Kawhi being, like, probably now content and upset. But, you know, there's no rush for that.
Right.
And I don't... You know, like... I think they were asking for... They're asking the Lakers for a lot. They're definitely trying to fleece them, and that's why the deal hasn't been done yet. But I don't know. Like, what is he worth? You know what I mean? What can the Lakers give up?
He's a top... He's probably Ingram. What? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I would say what? Ingram, Lonzo, a pick? And
I don't think they want Lonzo. Kuzma, so I don't know. Like, I think they're asking for Kuzma, Ingram, and a pick, which the Lakers are reluctant to do. But like, what's the point in getting Kawhi Leonard if you can't get any of the other guys? So you're going to gut your team for one guy? I don't.
Well, that's the thing. That's like why the Spurs don't have to do anything. Like, if you know that LeBron's coming, if you get Kawhi, you pretty much give up everybody for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean Kawhi's top five, right? At least top seven in the league. So,
yeah.
And he's young. He's still what? Isn't he only like 26 or 27? And you know he's going to re-sign.
26, yeah, like that.
Yeah, and you know he's going to re-sign. Yeah. So, if you're the Lakers, I mean, I think you got to do it. And then if it leads to LeBron, what the fuck? I mean, holy shit.
We're having a pod?
Yeah, you have LeBron, Kawhi. Other people will come for cheaper that are like worth more. So
we'll see how it plays out.
I just hope Lakers get nobody. I just hope the Lakers just get shut out from everything, and you know they've had enough luck throughout their franchise.
Yeah, yeah. guys, I wanna sort of end the pod on this note. I saw Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom last night. It was a lot of fun, great movie. It kind of reminded me a little bit of a show that we like a lot that we need to talk about.
Oh,
Westworld.
Westworld?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so, I like to joke and call Westworld like Jurassic Park for humans. But what'd you guys think of the finale?
I think I would have to watch it like 10 more times to like figure out what really happened.
Yeah.
Confusing as hell. But I guess what the main thing, Dolores, she's out, right? She's in the real world. Kinda she won the game pretty much. That she's
So
I don't get it.
So is Dolores Hale?
At the end, but then I guess she went back. I don't fucking know.
Or are they both?
And then she had like those five. You know, those like little like balls or whatever that I guess contain like.
I think it's the brains like, of like
the brains. Oh. Yeah, the consciousness of like the person. So it's like, who did she take out? Did she take out Teddy, Maeve? Like who are those people? The dad, I'm sure. I don't know.
The show is super confusing. Like the only reason people even can say like they know what's going on or what's happening is because everybody just goes online and Googles what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
Or what the fuck did I just watch?
I have no idea.
I think,
what's this thing with the books? The book, like the people, like everything they do is like put into a book.
I don't know.
Yeah. Every guest that's visited the park, everything that they've done has been, I guess, copied down. I don't know. It's like, I enjoy the show. To be quite honest, I enjoy the show because it's pretty good acting, I think.
Yeah.
The
visuals
awesome
are like crazy. Yeah.
Visually, it's awesome. It's like really cool to watch the show. Like,
yeah.
But trying to figure out what the hell's going on or keep track of what time period you're in is...
Oh.
Like, you'll give yourself a headache.
It's brutal.
But I will say, like, it's cool. The one idea that was cool is, like, they can't successfully put a human brain in the host body because the humans go back, and they consistently go back to, like, the point in their lives where they are the most sad or have the most regret. And then they just get stuck there,
or they always go there.
I think you saw that with, I guess, Delos.
Delos,
yeah.
Question about that. Is his son alive?
Yeah, that was weird, too.
Like, what? What's going on with that?
Well, his son died. He OD'd or whatever.
But I don't know.
He's alive, though.
That was a host.
It's fucking weird.
He was, like, giving the tour.
I don't know if that was a host or it was, like, a... in the system. See, that's the thing. Like, there's a lot that I need to go back and rewatch it or just read someone explaining it to me.
Right.
Yeah. So, is Hale dead or...
She's dead and now a host. And I think same with William too, no?
Oh, she's a host. But so, like...
So what was that after the credits? What was that after the credits with William and his daughter?
That was the daughter. She was
definitely a host.
Yeah.
And so was he, right? Because his eyes were all blue and shit. I don't freaking know.
I think he's so William's dead. So I think like the show now is going to go into season 3, which probably won't come out for 3 years.
Yeah.
And we'll all forget any of this happened.
Yeah.
But they can really take the show wherever they want to go. I don't know. It's not ever going to be my most favorite show, but it's entertaining. Like, today, there's no Billions, there's no Westworld, there's no WWE wrestling, there's no football. I don't know what to do with myself.
Power, Succession, HBO.
Yeah, there's a lot of Netflix docs.
Succession yet.
Wild Wild Country, guys.
Los Yankees.
Yeah, Yankees Sox.
They got spanked last night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they spanked on Friday.
Three. I'll take it every time, Harry.
Yeah. Tonight's gonna be fun. You're going tonight, right, Paul?
No, that fell through. Mike, he's taking clients out. Yeah.
Okay.
has people coming in from Asia. He's been to both games so far for Red Sox. So three in a row for him.
Oh wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
I kind of.
We'll have a party.
Yeah.
We're having a pod.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So we're in like right field, right? Like right, like next to like the pole. It looks like on the field level. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Those are the seats, right?
I gotta look back. Yeah, they're pretty good. I think they're down there.
Cool. Cool. All right, guys. Well, this was good. Keep checking Twitter. We'll see if
the next time we're on, LeBron will be assigned with the Sacramento Kings.
Yes. The next pod will definitely be with the Kings. Nice. Good one, Ivan.
Never underestimate Vlade Divac ever.
Oh my god.
Yeah. All right, you freaking jabronis.
All right, stay cool.
Peace.
All right, bye.
Welcome. And then they renounced the rights to Randall. So I think it paves the way for Boogie to sign with the Lakers.
Boogie! Oh, there's Paul.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
So,
what up, though?
The Lakers just got J.R. Ryder and Chris Childs as well.
And their children.
Yes.
The hell is, what is going on?
This is crazy. I can't believe it.
But the funny thing, are we taping? Or?
Yes.
Sure.
The funny thing is that you said the same thing like I was thinking, that they're getting all the nutcases, like now they have Rajon Rondo. But I was just reading a tweet that like New Orleans, the Pelicans are so upset because he was such a locker room leader and he had the respect of every player on the Pelicans. Nobody fucked with him. He was like, he was calling the shots and ran that team. So they're really devastated.
He's definitely respected. It's just, I don't know. I don't think he's really a problem. It's just a crazy ass mixture, like all of them.
Yeah.
Like, but LeBron's gonna be, like, can you imagine like LeBron, like just like say like Rondo like fucks up or whatever, and like LeBron, he doesn't care. He'll get on anyone. I don't see like really Rondo like receiving that too well. Like he'll talk back to LeBron. It's just gonna be chaotic.
And yeah, but the Luke thing is,
and you have Luke Walton, like who's just gonna be
he's not gonna do anything.
He was in the same draft as LeBron. Which is
yeah, I know.
Like 32 or something like that.
But
insane. First of all, how much more money do they have? Like $9 million for Rondo. Okay, you got LeBron to the max. Like, isn't Deng still under contract? Like,
Deng is, but they just renounced the rights to Randall, so that opens up even more space.
Yeah,
and I think that he can go, and it cleared the way for Boogie.
Does it? So wow.
Yeah, that's what I was reading Twitter before. But yeah, wow.
It's so crazy.
I don't know, man. I would keep Randall. I really like Randall a lot.
I do too. I mean,
we've
talked about it, I think, a few times on a few of these pods that we all really like Randall. But this paves the way for Boogie, guys. No?
Yeah, I was going to... Yeah, you can't have both of them. So I was going to ask you guys, would you rather have a healthy Randall, younger, healthy Randall going forward, or would you take Boogie knowing he's coming off the Achilles and he costs way more?
Tough, man. I'd go with the bigger upside, so I'll go with Boogie.
Yeah,
I always go with higher ceiling and like most potential for a team. So I still roll with Boogie.
Yeah, I mean it's tough. How old?
No, I love Randall. I love Randall.
Yeah, how old is Boogie? He's probably 28 right now. Is he 30 yet?
Let's see. He was on that play. Oh my god.
He's probably like
he was on the John Wall team.
Here, I'm checking.
So what is it like
2010, right?
11 or 10? Yeah. So figure he's like 25, 26.
Wow.
So yeah, he's still really young. Wow. Wow. Yeah, he's 27. Yeah. He's 27. Randall's got to be... Randall did 1 year at Kentucky, 22? Third year. Yeah, 22. So it's a five-year difference. So yeah, you got to go Boogie there. You got to go Boogie there. Even though I love, we all love because, Randall here.
Yeah, because think about it. If he's when he's 28, he's healthy then, right?
Yeah.
So then you get, 3 years of prime Boogie with, 3 years of, LeBron left. So I'd roll with that.
It's so crazy. So what was it, seven hours after we recorded yesterday? The big news hits. LeBron James, 4 years, $154 million. We all thought it was going to be Tuesday. He blindsided everyone. Very subtle kind of, he did the decision the first time. Then he did the article the second time. This was just like a post-it almost, right? I mean, it was just like a press
announcement. It was like a press release of the Yankees are sending down a bullpen release.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was so whatever. It was nothing.
Did you guys read the Lee Jenkins piece, Sports Illustrated? He wrote how the whole thing went down.
Leroy Jenkins?
No, Lee Jenkins.
Oh, okay.
He was the one that broke the news that he was going back to Cleveland. So he wrote a piece for Sports Illustrated, and it's really good. It describes what he was doing after. It's in detail what he was doing after they had lost. He had gotten a root canal, and he was hanging out with his family, just trying to heal up. And then he had three meetings with his friends, his close friends.
Yeah.
And pretty much, Clutch yesterday, Clutch Sports, which is pretty much his company.
Yeah.
They drafted the memo, but they didn't put a team. So he left yesterday to go to Europe. He's going on a vacation for a month, and he's not doing any press. He's not talking to any media. He's legit leaving to go to Europe for a month, and he'll be back July 30th for his one of his charities. So he was boarding the plane, and he just shot a text to Rich Paul, and he was just call the Lakers, and then they got on a three-way, and he was just yeah, I'm coming.
Oh,
but I think he told Dan Gilbert the day before on Saturday.
And Gilbert,
Dan was one of the first to know,
and he was pretty classy about it. Gilbert, he had some nice words for LeBron. I mean, at the end of the day, he won them a championship. I'm sure a lot of Cleveland Cavalier fans are okay with it. You know what I mean? He kept his promise. He won them a chip. And you know what? I think this is more of a lifestyle thing than anything. I think he's being patient too. Even if Kawhi, they're just all right, whatever. We'll wait till next year to sign him. They'll probably be, at worst, they're going to make the playoffs, obviously. And then he'll wait a year, and then they get Kawhi, and boom.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't think they're on the Warriors level, even with Kawhi, but it'll make for a hell of a series, that's for sure.
Even with Kawhi, you think they're not on the Warriors level?
Nah, I don't think so. You do?
Well, you got...
It's still 2-on-4, main star-wise, and they've been playing together for what? This is going to be their third year, and then the other guys, Curry, Thompson, and Green, have been playing together five years.
If they're able to get Kawhi Leonard without trading too much, I like it. I like it. Those young guys are all going to get better. I don't know.
But
I don't know if they're gonna panic.
You don't even like Kawhi that much, though, God.
No, but I'm talking about if you can add Kawhi but keep the younger guys.
Yeah.
Next summer.
Yeah, for next year. But I don't know how they can do that. I don't know how much cap space they have.
Yeah,
they'll be able to pull it off for a year or two, but when those guys are up for their new deals, but they'd be able to keep that team together for probably 2 years, actually, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Yeah. I guess, because I didn't see him leaving. But also at the same time, I didn't also see him staying, because it was for sure he could never win with that Cleveland team. And that team was locked in. But to go to the Lakers, the impressive thing to me was that he went before anybody else went. He basically, him and Magic said, he told Magic Johnson, I don't need anybody else. Like, he's like, I'm here for the long haul. We'll build it. Whoever comes, comes. And
yeah.
Well, so that's what's impressive.
Yeah, they met.
What do you think, Pat Riley's thinking?
He's probably thinking, I mean, I think he gets it at the end of the day. First of all, LeBron grew up wasn't Magic like his favorite player? And, you know, didn't they meet like...
I get that. I just mean like, I mean in general that like, he's like not really, he's used to being like, you know, the king, like involved, right. Like top of the food chain. He's kind of just like a forgotten man right now, and the Heat are just kind of, like there's nothing, they have nothing really going for them right now. It's got to be like eating at him a little bit, especially like Lakers are back, and then the Heat are just
non-relevant. I think he's going to the Lakers for specific reasons. I think he looks at Magic Johnson, and it's almost like Magic Johnson had two separate lives, right? He had his basketball life where he's top five in NBA history probably, and then when he retired, he's even more successful as a mogul and a businessman. So I think that's probably what LeBron wants. Yep. I think he's going to LA for the fan. Like, he wanted to be in Brentwood. He has those two monster houses. He wants his kids to grow up there. I think this is his final chapter there. And I think he wants to grow his businesses, shoot Space Jam 2, and that's it. You know, and then, like, he always will have someone like Magic Johnson to kind of always just shoot the shit with and talk to. And it's not like Dan Gilbert is kind of, you know, being that mentor to LeBron. You know, they didn't have that relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clearly a lifestyle choice. And you know what? I commend LeBron for it. He just wants to be happy, just wants to live his life. So we'll see. It's all exciting. But guys, Lance Stephenson? Jabal McGee? I mean, the way they're building this team around him is kind of funny.
I think Lance, I like Lance. I think on a good team, he's a good piece to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in the playoff game. McGee's fine. Like, he's definitely a serviceable, like, big man. Fits in.
Yeah, I think they're all knuckleheads, but I think they're growing up. They can play.
Funny. It's just like a really funny mix.
It's just a funny-ass mix. Yeah, because those two guys
what's shitty? Like, now that he's on the West Coast or whatever, we're not going to be able to watch like a lot of his games.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Sure.
They'll be on like the weekend games or whatever, but, you know, there's only a handful of them like per year. Like, in a generic, like, through the week, 10:30, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it kind of stinks that the Warriors, Lakers, Rockets, all these teams,
yeah,
they're all going to be, you know, late. And, you know, I the West Coast games, usually I can hang for, like, the first half, but, yeah, it's tough to stay for a whole game.
One half, yeah.
Yeah, that does kind of stink, that factor. But guys, forget the LeBron signing. The big signing of yesterday... After we
Super Mario!
Fabrizio! Mario Hezonja, just like we predicted, signs with the Knicks, $6.5 million. Is it a 1-1 or a 1 year?
I think it's a team option. Actually, no, I think it's just a straight one-year deal.
He could have got a longer, a better deal from what? Sacramento, Portland, and Memphis, but
I don't know if I believe all this. I really don't think he's that good.
Well, I know you already said on this pod, yesterday, you said you don't like him, but it's a testament to our new coach, David Fizdale, that, you know, Hezonja, I mean, he grew up a Knicks fan in Croatia. You know, he has the picture of him in the sweatshirt, but the fact that he says that Fizdale kind of sold him on it. I mean, Can you remember a coach
going forward?
Yeah, can you remember a Knicks coach that ever like sold a player on signing there? Like, I can't.
Riley.
Oh, Riley, right.
That's about it. Then Gundy maybe, but it's a good sign going forward that they didn't have to overpay or go for like more years. Like,
right.
They were able to convince them on their terms to come there, so it's a good definitely a good omen.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I think he's got potential. He put up good numbers in the second half of the year. Like, what, like 15 and whatever. And
37% from three. He's actually a low-key, like, good passer. I mean, is he that far? I mean,
he's a terrible defender. He's a bad defender, like really bad.
Well, I watched some video that Tommy Beer posted. It was like a compilation of dunks, and there was like four clips in a row of him stealing the ball, like being really aggressive in like the passing lanes. So like, I feel like it's there. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to say. He's 23. We have a defensive minded coach, so. Who knows? He could be starting, for all we know. At the three or four, probably. He could play the 2, 3, and the 4. So, we'll see. It's versatile.
Yeah.
Great. The Lakers just got LeBron James, and we're out to talk about Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, kill me.
Let me ask you this. Does LeBron James go to the finals in the next 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yep.
Does he win any more championships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I was gonna say no to both.
I think at least one Definitely. More. I think he gets really? At least one more.
Wow. Okay.
The thing is, he's like the Warriors can win the next two years. I think minimum. If they're really,
yeah, but you got to figure that Clay is probably gonna go somewhere.
Or Durant.
I don't know. And I think more and more the. Like Lakers team is just going to get better and better over the years. Like you were saying, like,
yeah,
they're just going to only get better. And I bet the Warriors will only probably get a little worse year by year, maybe with people defecting or just like complacency. Like it's tough to, you know, really have that hunger year after year after year. You know what I mean? It's tough, especially when you're getting like, look, I mean, this year they probably with Paul healthy, they probably lose. They were down 15 in game 7. Without Chris Paul, like it's tough. It's just really hard.
Yeah.
Who will represent the East in the NBA Finals over the next 3 years?
Boston, really.
Toronto. Toronto have a shot?
Nah.
Yeah, Toronto does. They do.
Well, now LeBron's gone.
you never know. But nah, it's Boston. It's Boston for the taking.
Boston or Philly?
Isn't it crazy? Like if this had happened a year ago, Dwayne Casey probably would have went to the NBA Finals and would have never been fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he ran into LeBron this year, he got swept and lost his job.
At least he got picked up. He didn't deserve to.
And he won Coach of the Year. He won Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
You know who was the last coach
Who's the best player in the Eastern Conference?
Skip Bayless says Joel Embiid.
What?
I'm going to say Greek Freak God. Or Kyrie.
Yeah.
Well, then Giannis subtweeted at Skip, like, oh, that's motivation or something like that. So I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, how about Embiid plays, you know,
right.
more than, you know, 90 games in his career before? That's crazy. That's just crazy. He probably has, like, I don't know. Even potential-wise, Greek still has like bigger potential than Embiid, I think.
Yeah, Greek Freak's the best. He's the best player in the East.
He's more proven. He's 10 times more durable so far. And shit, how old is he? He's only like, what, like 23?
Probably 24, 25.
If that, yeah.
But let's...
Something like that. I mean, he's still got a lot of room to grow, too.
But let's... That's a good place to finish at since we're talking about Greeks. Good friends of the pod, the Ursinis. They had a baby today. Theodore Demetrius Ursini.
Papa U.
Congrats.
Hey, Gary.
7.1 pounds. Caitlin, the baby, are both very healthy, and we are very happy for them.
Grazie, Papa U. Yeah. Mrs. U. And, of course, to Gary.
Hey, Gary.
What's the name?
I just said it. Theodore Demetrius Ursini.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, wow.
The next Greek Freak.
That's pretty great. Yeah, wow. All right. Hopefully he is the future Nick, and we have our own little Greek superstar.
We can only hope. Did I miss anything else, guys, or... They're not going to...
I still can't believe LeBron's on the Lakers. That's insane.
Yeah, we've known him. We've known this for like a year, to be honest with you. That's how long the rumors have been going on. But LA Bron really happened, and you know, should be interesting. So
Shout out to Belgium for their epic comeback against the Japanese today in the World Cup.
That was ridiculous. That was
amazing.
So, that was so
amazing
insane.
Game. Amazing
what a choke
game.
Job.
That was such a choke job. Oh my God. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
So for all the Japanese listening, my condolences to you. Sorry.
Konnichiwa. Wait, that's Japanese, right? That's Japanese, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, and congrats to Josh for finishing school.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
sure.
Sure, sure.
Well, Mario, you definitely got to show Mario around. He might be living in that area.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sure, sure.
And maybe we'll see him at the Yankee game tomorrow.
Yes. Should be fun, guys.
All right. One.
All right. All right, peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.